Hello. This is I'm going to oh, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I'm gonna do Rilo's accent challenge. Who? Number one, your username. My username is Shui Tain. Number two, where you're from. I am from Florida. Not born and raised, and I have strong opinions about all the shit talk people give Florida. I don't think I want to go into that right now because it can be very ranty. And moving on, number three. Pronounce the following words: roof, route, theater, iron, salmon. One thing about salmon, I used to pronounce the L super hard, salmon, like salmon, like it's a Pokemon or something, salmon. And then I worked in food service, and a lot of people there say salmon, but because Florida, a lot of people in Florida aren't actually from here, so you get poked fun at a bit for saying salmon. So now it's salmon. I don't know why it says salmon. Salmon. You might as well just. Why? It's like two sounds away from semen. Salmon. It's odd. Okay. Caramel. Fire. Water. New Orleans. Pecan. Both. Again. Probably. Alabama. Lawyer. Coupon. Mayonnaise, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, gif, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. Number four, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? TPing. And I've done that to a friend's house once. And it's a shitty prank to do, especially if like I think egging is worse if you get like, 'cause Florida, and if it's like summer, so then the egg like cooks onto like whatever it's on, or if like toilet paper, like in summer it's supposed to be like rainy season, so if you get TP'd and it rains, then your house is TP'd, and you just have to wait for the rain to clear it off. Number five, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? I call it soda. Number six, what do you call gym shoes? Just sneakers. Yeah. Like if you play soccer or football, your shoes are called cleats. Some people call it cleats. I got used to calling them boots because I play rugby. Yeah, my boots. Number seven, what do you call your grandparents? My family is Vietnamese, so I don't know my grandparents on my father's side. Paternally, they would be called Umwai, or I mean, no. Paternal is Umnoi or Banoi. Ba is like, I know it sounds like the sound the sheep makes, but it ba is the it's like a title for like an adult older female. On is for like an older man. So for my maternal grandparents, my grandmother's Bungwai, and my grandfather's Umwai. Yeah, little linguistics for you. Number eight, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? It's a grocery cart or shopping cart. It's very literal. Number nine. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote, short for remote control. Number 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Right, I'm gonna read a chapter from Stephen King's The Shining. So one of my favorites. This book is awesome. If I can find the chapter, not too long chapter. God. Yo, I should have done this before, right? No. You don't want me to look up chapters before I read this. Anyway, enough rambling. From Stephen King's The Shining, Chapter 24, Snow. It was dusk. They stood on the porch in the fading light, Jack in the middle, his left arm around Danny's shoulders, and his right arm around Wendy's waist. Together they watched as the decision was taken out of their hands. The sky had completely clouded over by 2:30, and it had begun to snow an hour later. And this time, you didn't need a weatherman to tell you it was serious snow. No flurry that was going to melt or blow away when the... No flurry that was going to melt or blow away when the evening wind started to whoop. At first, it had fallen perfectly in straight lines, building up a snow cover that coated everything evenly. But now, an hour after it had started, the wind had begun to blow from the northwest, and the snow had begun to drift against the porch and sides of the overlook's driveway. Beyond the grounds, the highway had disappeared under an even blanket of white. The hedge animals were also gone. But when Wendy and Danny had gotten home, she had commended him on the good job he had done. "Do you think so?" he had asked, and said no more. Now the hedges were buried under amorphous white cloaks. Curiously, all of them were thinking different thoughts, but feeling the same emotion, relief. The bridge had been crossed. "Will it ever be spring?" Wendy murmured. Jack squeezed her tighter. "Before you know it, what do you say we go in and have some supper? It's cold out here." She smiled. All afternoon, Jack had seemed distant and, well, odd. Now he had sounded more like his normal self. "Fine by me. How about you, Danny?" "Sure." So they went in together, leaving the wind to build to the low-pitched scream that would go on all night, a sound they would get to know well. Flakes of snow swirled and danced across the porch. The overlook faced it as it had for nearly three quarters of a century, its darkened windows now bearded with snow, indifferent to the fact that it was now cut off from the world. Or possibly it was pleased with the prospect. Inside its shell, the three of them went about their early evening routine, like microbes trapped in the intestine of a monster. Oh, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Stephen King. Fuck yeah. Hey, number 11. Do you think you have an accent? I don't think so, but sometimes my boyfriend give me shit, playful shit. That's a weird way to say it, but he'll like make fun of me for how I pronounce my O's. Apparently, to him, sometimes I'll sound Canadian the way I say no. I have no idea, no idea. You want to hear it again? I have no idea why he thinks I sound Canadian. I do have family that lives in Canada, but I've never lived there. I'm Floridian. But his family is from North Carolina, so yeah, I don't know. Number 12. End this audio post by saying any three words you want. Okay. Cthulhu, witch, xenomorph. All right. See you guys later.